And now that you're calm and your mind is at rest, you become aware of the changes that are taking place. The changes that are going to turn you into a pony. The pony you have always been and wanted to be. The words you hear will guide you through these changes. You welcome them. It feels so right to let them progress. There will be only you, your pony body, and the voice. You will feel the sensation that describes to you. See the images it speaks of, as the words slowly slip deeper and deeper into your mind. You feel something changing your hands and feet. Slowly you feel that your toes and fingers are becoming more and more difficult to move on their own. Slowly they are merging together into your pony hooves. At first it feels like wearing a sock, but gradually the strange feelings disappear, leaving only your beautiful hooves, strong and solid like they should be. You feel the change now moving through your limbs, slowly changing them into your pony legs. You feel your four hooves, slender and graceful, with beautifully trimmed fetlocks, capable of supporting your whole body, for you to walk, run and get up with, able to run like the wind. They make a feminine clipping sound each time they hit the ground, reassuring you in their strength. You now feel the change starting to affect your back and the base of your spine. Focus on how it feels and how it extends from the base of your spine to your neck, and all the way down from your neck to your tailbone. You feel it growing out of your backside. A bald tail growing longer and longer while making a smooth curve. It's the start of your tail. A slight happy shiver runs from the base of your neck all the way down to the tip of your tail. Your new pony tail. Then, strings of soft, silk-like hair bursts forth from it, growing longer and longer. Starting to cover the base of your tail, eventually covering it completely, reaching their full length and forming your fluffy tail. Slowly you see the hairs changing their color, starting from the base, but slowly changing all the way down to the tips. At first the colors are faint, but slowly you start seeing them as vivid as ever. The colors of your tail, just like they have always been. Now that you have a tail, it is time to focus on the style of it. Was your style short and trimmed, or long and wavy, or somewhere in between the two? A brush appears and slowly starts modeling your tail, extending the hair where needed and shortening it where it is too long. Feel the brush softly pulling on your tail, running through it as the style slowly starts taking shape, just the way it has always been. Just the way you like it. A feminine tail style for a pretty and gentle Pegasus mare. Just feel it, the feeling of the tail attached to the rest of your body. Its heaviness. How it gently sways in the wind. Experience how it moves according to your feeling. Your wonderfully expressive tail. If you are happy or excited, it will swish around enthusiastically. And if you are scared or shy, it will hide between your hind legs. But right now, it is relaxed. Just like you are right now. Oh, so relax, as you relax even deeper. You slowly feel a warmth welling up on your sides as your wings begin to form, gradually taking the form of two large wings folded on your sides. You slowly become more and more aware of them, their weight resting on your body, the soft brushing of the feathers on your coat, faintly at first, but slowly getting more and more noticeable that they are undeniably there. You welcome them, as your wings are something completely innate to you. Lately you spread them out. Slowly you feel them folding open and laying down gently beside you, spread out like a large blanket on your sides, colored in the same color of your coat, with their large feathers gently resting on the surface. You feel the air running over them, sensitive as they are, as they keep your wings warm and firmly in shape. As the sensations of your wings get stronger and stronger, you fully raise them up, extending them out in the air. Your new two limbs, fully upright, you are amazed by their size, your large, majestic wings, your new limbs. Slowly you move them around, a confident flapping motion. You feel the air running over your wing, a slight pleasant breeze slightly ruffling your feathers, the feeling getting stronger and stronger. You admire their shape, shaped like a large wing of a bird, aerodynamic, strong and light. They are right there, always have been there. Because you are a Pegasus, a flying pony in tune with herself and the sky above. With ease you fold them up again, already used to your new limbs. You feel their warmth pressing against your sides, warmer and cozy, the feathers brushing against your coat, comforting and relaxing you. But keeping these magnificent wings in shape does take some work, my majestic Pegasus. You need to preen them. Slowly you bring one of your wings to your muzzle and carefully start nuzzling it, feeling the feathers brush against the tip of your nose, gently stroking them against your muzzle and softly rubbing them against your face. You inspect them for loose old feathers, feeling every feather on your wing, which you are getting to know better and better. Occasionally you feel a loose feather, which you tug on as you hold them in your mouth, before it gives way and gently floats down beside you. Preening your wings relaxes you. Each time you do so, you feel your wings stronger and stronger. The majestic shape, the vibrant color, the warm feathers and the soothing feeling of burying your own mother in them, into your strong, majestic wings, as you relax even deeper. You feel something warm and soft resting on your head, slowly starting to grow, extending, spilling outward, until it reaches the length of your pony mane. You feel it gently brushing against your neck and over your shoulders, faintly at first, but eventually as clear as if it has always been there. You slightly feel the wind running through the air as it sways around in the breeze. You see the colors starting to change. Slowly you see the hair taking on the beautiful colors it should have, from the base all the way to its tips, changing colors until you clearly see them, vibrant and vivid, your colorful mane. Then the brush you saw earlier reappears. Once again it begins brushing through your hair. You feel the soft pulling on your mane as it moves through it, slowly moving the loose locks of hair into place until your mane is back in its familiar shape. A beautiful mane style for a feminine Pegasus mare. Styleful, colorful, waving in the wind, gently brushing against your forehead, stroking against your neck, a soft, beautiful mane, just the way you remember it, just the way it always has been. You are slowly looking more and more like the wonderful Pegasus you have always been, as you relax even deeper. You become aware of something sitting in your mane, slowly pushing the hair apart as you feel two long ears pop up, slowly gaining their full size, your hair gently brushing against them as they lazily hang on the back of your head, like the ears of a bunny, though not as long. You hear a sound, much better than normally. Your sense of hearing improved, louder and sharper, better than it has ever been. Happily, you can feel your ears perking up, your wonderful, expressive ears, covered with a soft, almost felt-like fur. You can clearly feel them perk up proudly when you are happy or excited. But when you are sad, tired, or relaxed, just like you are now, relaxed, they droop down. You feel them resting on your mane, covered with a soft, almost felt-like fur, their weight gently pressing on your hair, the strains of your mane gently brushing against them, against your sensitive ears. But if there's one thing you like most of all about your ears, it's the sensations of them being scratched. Having your ears being scratched feels so soothing. The wonderful, warm feeling of somebody rubbing the back of your ears, or playfully tugging on its tips. It feels oh so wonderful, relaxing you even deeper. You now become aware of a wonderful sensation in your eyes. You feel them changing into their true pony form, getting larger than they used to be. Large, colorful eyes, round and twinkling in the light. In them is a large iris, colored in that very familiar color, the colors of your Pegasus eyes. With your beautiful Pegasus eyes, you take in the world around you. The flowers, trees, and water, the sun, clouds, and sky, as clear as always. Underneath your left eye, you feel lines appearing. Three vertical lines below your beautiful eye. They're short markings of your heritage. Your proud Cirrostrati heritage. All the Cirrostrati Pegasi have them. And the three stripes and your bunny ears connect you with them. And all the Cirrostrati Pegasi that went before you. Slowly you close your pony eyes and let out a sigh of relaxation. Did you just feel something? They must have been your eyelashes, lengthened into attractive feminine lashes. You gently bat them, feeling the air move through them again, making you feel even more beautiful and feminine, relaxing you even deeper. You feel a strange pulling sensation on your face, gently stretching it into a muscle. You feel it extending, further and further. Curious, you bring a hoof to the tip of your pokey pony nose and follow the curve of your chin down to your neck. In a smoothly curved line, you reach down, neatly following the feminine curve of your muzzle, running over the soft, silk-like coat, feeling the feminine cheeks of a young mare, gentle and smooth, blushing a bit when you are embarrassed, warm, or in love. You feel a warm glow in your neck as your voice begins to change, softer and slightly higher with a feminine tone. A fitting voice for a young Pegasus mare. You wonder how it must feel to eat something with your new pony muzzle, to graze, eating all the things you used to eat. But you also feel a new yearning, a yearning to eat more healthy. Fresh, healthy vegetables, juicy, sweet fruits. They all sound so nice. You can already imagine the sweet smell of fruit in your perky pony nose. Apples, kiwis, and cherries. All your favorite fruits. Are long to taste the delicious, crunchy, fresh flavor of vegetables in your pony muzzle. Carrots, lettuce, or salads. They all sound so delicious. They all will make a wonderful, healthy addition to your old diet, whatever that might be. But it will not replace it, because the other food is important too. You let out a yawn with your new muzzle. A deep yawn of relaxation as you relax even deeper. And as you do that, you realize that your transformation back into the wonderful Pegasus you have always been is completed. Welcome back, majestic Pegasus. And now that you are fully a Pegasus, you take the time to focus on your coat. It is already there. But now you're giving it the attention it deserves. The little brush you used earlier appears once again, and in your mind you slowly brush it over your coat. You feel your soft, silk-like fur. It feels smooth and warm. Your soft coat, colored in that familiar color it always had. You continue playing for a while. As the sensation of your fur becomes stronger and stronger, and its color more vivid and lively. The sensation of the brush running through your warm, soft coat feels oh so relaxing. A healthy coat for a healthy Pegasus. You then notice that your flanks are starting to glow. The fur starts to change color as a figure forms. Shapes and colors you are so familiar with are slowly appearing on your flank as a picture starts to appear. It's your cutie mark, a picture that describes you, defined by you, showing who you are and what is important to you. The shape of its symbols, the colors of its picture, becoming clearer and clearer. Your soft coat is glowing warmly in its magic as you remember how you got your cutie mark. When you first realized what is so special to you. What defines you. And when you first noticed the mark that celebrates that important discovery about yourself. As you slowly continue to gently brush your soft coat while admiring your cutie mark. You feel yourself relaxing even deeper. You are now fully a pony. A wonderful pony. Like you always wanted to be. Showing no hints of what you used to be. You feel your new Pegasus body. See your new Pegasus body. For you to live in. Play in. Remember the sensations of laying down with it, the swishing motion of your tail, your expressive ears, and your beautiful mane. You are now relaxed. Oh, so relaxed. Every desired suggestion you heard is ingrained in your mind. Every breath you take is one of complete serenity. You are in tune with yourself, your mind, and your pony body. And each time, and only if you and you alone want to return to this wonderful state of calmness and tranquility. And when you know the time is right to do so, and you hear or say the phrase, empty of everything as everything has faded away, you feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a wonderful, relaxed trance, and let yourself be guided by the voice. There will be only you and the voice. Until it is time to wake back up again, your attention is needed for more urgent matters, or you no longer desire to be hypnotized, then you will find that the trance will end and you will wake up again. And now you are a Pegasus. A Pegasus from Cirrostrati. And every time you say, I am a Cirrostrati mare, you will feel the changes return to you instantly. And you will feel your Pegasus body even better and stronger. If you, however, want to remove the feelings, all you have to do is say, revert to normal, and the sensations of your Pegasus body will disappear, until the next time it's right to become the wonderful Pegasus you have always been once again. Go ahead. Try it. Just in your mind, say the trigger as confident and as resolute as you can, and feel the effects wash over you, strengthening with each repeat until you are the beautiful Pegasus you have always been. Now you feel your Pegasus body. See your Pegasus body. With your hooves and legs, your swishing tail, your beautiful mane, your pointy ears and perky muzzle, your strong, majestic wings, and your oh-so-soft coat.